This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through the period ending January 31st, 2021. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Copper red Mars is receding from us and appears high overhead after sunset. Mars reaches the meridian at 6:48 p.m. on the 1st and at 5:47 p.m. on the 31st. Mars sets earlier each night, from 1:24 a.m. on the 1st to 12:37 a.m. on the 31st. On the 20th, the gibbous moon is to the right of Mars, and on the 21st, it is to its left. The giant planets Jupiter and Saturn start the month very low in the southwest. On the 1st, they are about 12 degrees above the southwest horizon at 5:30 p.m., and set in the west-southwest by 6:32 p.m. By mid-month, both will be too low and too close to the Sun to observe. Jupiter is the brighter of the pair. Saturn is a few degrees to the right of Jupiter. The brightest planet, Venus, appears low in the east and rises at 5:31 a.m. on the 1st, with the Sun rising at 6:59 a.m. By the 31st, Venus rises at 6:11 a.m., with the Sun following at 6:51 a.m., and so Venus is unobservable. A telescope may reveal its current 98% gibbous phase at the beginning of the month. Venus is on the far side of its orbit as seen from the Earth and will get farther away each week. Its apparent motion gets slower as it continues to move farther from the Earth. Mercury is too close to the Sun to be observed at the beginning of this month. On the evenings of the 21st through to the 26th, Mercury is 18 degrees east of the Sun and is visible low above the west-southwest horizon. The last quarter moon occurs on the 6th. The moon is new on the 12th, first quarter is on the 20th, and full moon is on the 28th. The quadrantid meteor shower peaks on January 3rd at 6:20 a.m. The meteors are faint, but the rate can be high. This year, 25 meteors per hour or more is estimated. Unfortunately, the waning gibbous moon will interfere by making the skies bright regardless of your location. The quadrantids originate from a point to the east of the end of the Big Dipper's handle and north of the bright orange-tinged star Arcturus. Measures intended to reduce the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus keep Griffith Observatory closed to the public until further notice. Please check the Griffith Observatory homepage for current information. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.